Yo, what's going on, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the LeBron Feed. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd, with CLNS Media, the online leading provider of audio and video coverage of NBA basketball, and today is your episode for Monday, March 4th. So, man, where do we start? Things absolutely turned for the worse for the Los Angeles Lakers over the weekend specifically, but we kind of have seen this coming over the past month, ever since LeBron James actually came back and he told us that he was going to be quote unquote activated, the Lakers have not been playing very good basketball at all. It has been ups and downs. There has been some glimmer of hope, but then everything crumbles. For example, the Milwaukee Bucks game, the Lakers were actually up by double digit points. They end up losing that game. You look at the schedule, say, good, we have the Phoenix Suns. We get a victory, maybe we can string together some momentum and get some victories. But you end up losing to the worst team in the Western Conference, which is the Phoenix Suns, who we all know they're trying to get the best draft pick possible, and you end up losing to that team. Now that's having a lot of people question whether or not LeBron James is healthy and whether or not LeBron James is still considered the best player in the NBA. Because when you think about it, LeBron James, when he got hurt, the Lakers were the fourth seed. And not only that, they were defeating the Golden State Warriors in that game. LeBron James goes out. We get the trade rumors about Anthony Davis. The rest of the players really don't show up well. Lonzo Ball goes out with the injury. And all of a sudden, the Lakers just look like they have no business being in the playoffs. And according to Vegas, they more than likely will not be in the playoffs. Right now, Vegas has a 90% chance of the Lakers missing the playoffs. And that is crazy. Really think about that. 90% at the beginning of the year. Just about everybody at least had the Lakers making the playoffs. Some people went as far as saying Western Conference Finals. Some people said they'll be a first round bounce. But the majority of people figured LeBron James in LA. You still had Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, you're at least making the playoffs. But like I said, just a 10% chance to actually make it is definitely going to be tough. LeBron James been putting up numbers, but he hasn't been looking like the same LeBron James. Leadership actually looks like it may be lacking, and that is definitely concerning moving forward. So the Lakers, they play the Los Angeles Clippers tonight, which could be a swing game. The Clippers are a team they're competing with to make the playoffs. They need to win this game. It's simple. They have to win. If they lose this game, it might as well be over for the Los Angeles Lakers. But this leads to the question, do you guys think LeBron James is still the best player in the NBA? Or do you guys think the Lakers are going to make the playoffs or miss the playoffs? Let us know how you guys feel about that in the comment section below. That is everything we have for this episode. As usual, make sure you guys go ahead and follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV. And subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts from. And keep it locked, CLNSmedia.com, for all your latest news regarding NBA basketball. I'm your host, Devin Lloyd. I will see you guys again on Wednesday. Peace.